फिर जब ये इस रूप में संजीव जी का हुक्म आया ये करने का, तो साथ में कुछ महापुरुषों से दास ने बात की और कई महापुरुषों ने बहुत सारे क्वेश्चंस, बहुत सारे अपनी क्वेरीज सबमिट की। आज शायद समय को देखते हुए हमारे पास शायद आधे घंटे का ही समय है, तो दास पहले ही माफी भी मांगेगा थोड़ी सी कि शायद सब क्वेश्चंस को हम एड्रेस ना भी कर पाए, पर साथ अगर किसी का कोई क्वेश्चन रह भी जाता है तो साथ हमारे पास हमारे एल्डर काफी महापुरुष सेंट्स भी अवेलेबल हैं, साथ ही इनके चरणों में बैठ के अगली बार भी हम अगर कोई क्वेश्चन रह जाता है तो उसका भी आंसर प्राप्त कर सकते हैं। वी कैन ऑलवेज गेट द आंसर्स टू ऑल द लर्नड सेंट्स दैट वी हैव बीन एज अ ब्रांच ब्लेस्ड ऑन। सो सेंट्स, विद दिस आई विल जस्ट बिगिन दिस सेशन। महापुरुष इज हियर, इफ एनीबॉडी हैज एनी क्वेश्चंस, इफ there's anything that you want to ask of her. I know kids had submitted several questions. I know youth have several questions. I will start with Nitinji first. Nitinji, you had also asked a couple of questions. Do you want to start with that?
Yeah, we started collecting questions last night. A few of the questions which came to me, we all know, okay, we all work in New York City. It's called one of the busiest cities in the world. और वी आर रियली फॉर्चुनेट कि बच्चे कनेक्टेड और जल्दी से गए हैं। वी ऑल लिव इन सच अ फास्ट पेस एनवायरनमेंट, स्पिरिचुअलिटी और वर्क लाइफ बैलेंस का किस तरह बच्चों को गाइड करना चाहोगे कि किस तरह वी शुड हैव वर्क लाइफ बैलेंस एंड स्पिरिचुअलिटी, क्योंकि हम सारे बच्चे इस मिशन के साथ रहते हैं और हमें अपना चौथा टर्म भी बताया गया कि वी हैव टू बी इन क्लास में रह के भी गुरु के जिस तरह इलेक्शन आती हैं उसको चल रहा है। तो फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन जो यूथ की तरफ से है कि और इस स्पिरिचुअलिटी को किस तरह हम करके रख के लाइक कर सकते हैं।
शासक जी प्यार से कहना
सेव सेव विद लव। सिंस नितिन जी जस्ट ब्रॉट अप द फोर्थ प्रिंसिपल एज वेल, दैट इज वेयर we are really taught that the balance between materialism and spiritualism is so important. It is when we create that balance, that is when we are able to live our materialistic life right. If we focus on materialism all the time, like we talked before, spirituality comes on the bottom of our list. As long as we put spirituality on top, and materialism is always supposed to follow suit. We do need the materialistic life. It is a means to reach our goal. But we cannot make materialism the goal. Now, the fact does come, how do we achieve that balance? For as long as we put the Almighty Nirankar, Sadhguru, a priority in our lives, no matter what relationship we have, we work in the corporate world, we have employees, sometimes we might face those dilemmas that I'm supposed to be humble. How am I supposed to handle a situation with an employee who might not be doing their job right? Or any materialistic environment if we take. If our Sadhguruji teaches us, if he's telling us that we have to live in a world without walls, we have to live in harmony, we have to spread love. Even if we have to achieve discipline, instead of using routes which are inhuman or rude or we are being ruthless, if we do it in a manner that we are still practicing harmony, we are still practicing humanity, and at the same time we are creating discipline, that is one means of achieving that balance. If our Sadhguru is teaching us that we have to practice the five principles, he's teaching us we have to practice the three S's, we can still be very successful in our materialistic lives. We can still be bosses. We can still be in an administrative position. We can still be in a college or a university where there are kids, there's peer pressure, there's so much going on. But the true me should always reflect, no matter what our environment. The true me, that wherever I walk, If I can be a walking, talking example of what my Sadhguru's teachings are, then even if I have to take disciplinary actions, if I'm doing it with Sadhguru in between, it will, believe me, always come out right. If we sometimes find ourselves in a dilemma that we feel, I'm a boss, I have to have a certain demeanor, or I have to have a certain status or an environment around me that I have to be respected by my employees, so I will act a certain way, it might not work out. Because some of the bosses are very, very successful when they create a very harmonious relationship with their employees. In school, there could be peer pressure. In college, there could be peer pressure. We could have friends around us who might not understand our mentality. But sooner or later, a time comes. I mean, today, there might be friends who might laugh at you. They might be sarcastic at you just because you're practicing something that they don't understand. But a time always comes when they turn around and you will find them asking you, how did you do it? Because everyone goes through that phase that if it's wrong, eventually they will come to the realization that so-and-so used to do this, now I understand, that time I didn't.
Thank you. Sasana ji, kisi aur youth ke dil mein koi question hai? Kisi aur ke mein koi question hai jo Preet ji ne bola, koi baat unse poochna chahta, whatever she said, somebody has a question or any other question related to just now what she said, then I have a following question for her. Oh, you have a following question?
I had a question on, ever since coming to Sangha, one thing that we always learn is to never judge anyone. But however, in life, sometimes there are circumstances where we're kind of forced to judge someone, whether it's like, and it could be for the best just because we're judging their character. Is this someone I want to get involved with, or can I get myself into trouble if I'm friends with this person? And so I understood there's limitations to how much we can judge. What are those limitations?
I think at every point, there's two things that I always like to whiz through my mind. One is always in every situation trying to tell yourself it's okay. It'll apply to a lot of situations in life. And the second one is always, what if? I see a certain situation or I go through a certain circumstance and I start believing, I've just created a certain notion that because this is what I see, this is how it is, then I have to cross question myself, what if? It is not what I think. What if, you know, this is the impression I got, but if it's really not that, then I am giving myself the opportunity to grow. If you always analyze a situation and you ask yourself, does it really matter? Most of the times, you will realize that you're telling yourself, it really doesn't matter. We come across so many situations, we will judge someone sooner or later. We will realize. There's one thing that always plays a factor when we judge is communication. We'll always face a situation, we will judge, we will determine, and then if we were to communicate with the person or with somebody else, we'll realize that it really wasn't what I thought it was. A friend was sarcastic, or a friend was kind of harsh or rude. And when you really sit down with that friend, you'll come to the realization, oh, actually, she's not that bad after all. Do you ever go through those situations? When we communicate with someone, there's a saying that they say, be extra nice to every person that you come across, because every person is going through something in their lives. When we get to know people on an individual basis and understand who they really are, we realize that we're not judging them like the way we used to. So every time you find ourselves in a situation, if you just tell yourself, what if? And then maybe if you end it with, does it really matter? Because what really does matter is if I have the materialistic world or people around me on one side, if I have Babaji on the other side, who do I really want to impress? Babaji is with me all the time, watching me all the time. He even knows what I'm thinking. If I'm saying something to someone, or if I'm thinking something, judging somebody a certain way, what is Babaji thinking about me right now? I care more what is Babaji thinking about me. That really helps us decide, does it really matter?
Thank you, PG. Anybody else has a question? Any question? Kiran ji, Sona ji ke paas hua hai mic. The mic spike kar do. Thank you.
You want to move up?
Kiran ji, come forward. Kiran ji, meri taar choti hai, aage aa jao.
Okay, so I have noticed a trend, and it's an unfortunate trend. We have kids, and as parents, are telling them to come to Sangha, so they come to Sangha. They hit puberty, they're preteens and teens, and there comes a time they hit college, and we kind of start losing their interest, begin to decline. They hit college, they're in college, higher studies, whatever, but their interest in Sangha, spirituality, begins to decline. And I have seen in my very own family, and it's an unfortunate event, but it's the reality, it's happening. How can we retain, or what is it we're doing or not doing to hinder or help the situation? So, something on that.
Can I add a little bit to it also, PG? That there is also a factor of peer pressure that a lot of kids are facing, especially when somebody expresses in today's world to a lot of people outside, even at work, that we're going to a congregation, we're going to a satsang, we're going to learn some of these virtues. Sometimes people don't relate to. So how...
That's the second part.
For the first part, I think I'd like to talk to the parents a little bit. We have to accept the fact that our kids are spending a lot more time in the American community versus in the Indian community. We really have to come to the realization that when we hold on to something that we feel cultural values or moral values, when we hold on to something so tight that we find it hard to let go, our kids are the ones who really eventually suffer. If we acknowledge the fact that this is the environment where our kids are going to make a living, this is the environment where they have to grow up and be successful. They have to make a place for themselves in the American society. We have to grow to some degree. Because when we hold on to something so tight, and this applies to religion, any environment where we are rigid or orthodox about something, fanaticism starts. And it does apply to culture. When we try to be so strict that this is not our culture, this is not what we are taught or we were brought up with, we have to recognize the fact that there is a generation gap. There is a drastic difference in the environment. We, along with our children, have to grow and have to accept certain things. If we made the choice that we are raising the kids here in this environment, there are certain things that we have to accept. If our children are given the best from both the cultures, we've got great morals and values. The American culture has a lot of positive to give to our children. So if we start to create an environment that they are able to take the best from both the cultures, they are bound to be very, very successful because our kids do great when they're given the right environment. They're very bright, they excel in the fields that they are sent in, but they really need the right kind of encouragement. I'm just going to throw a small example. We just did a women's conference a couple weeks ago in Fort Lauderdale. And this issue had come up where we had a session where we were talking to moms about certain things that we as parents should not do And this young girl brought up this issue, saying that she's from South India, and there's this tradition in South India where they put flowers on their hair. So even the little girls wear flowers on their hair. So this little girl had to follow the culture, so she had to leave home every morning with flowers in her hair, the gajra, as we all know. And when she was dropped off at school, by the time she reaches the school, she takes it off and she puts it on her backpack. She says, I do this every day, and I've been doing it for years. Just like back home in India, the girl child or women accept what their fate is, being a woman or a girl. That girl says that she has accepted that she'll never excel in this country because she knows she's bound by the culture. So we never want to create an environment where we are holding our children back. We want to create an environment where we are communicating with our children, where we are understanding their world instead of imposing our world on them. I really feel that that phase when we start losing our children, there's this quote that we always hear where we say that till the children are like preteens, they are ours. When they become teens, they're out in the world and we have no clue where they are. And by the time they reach 20, 21, they kind of start coming back to us. So what happens in that little gap is because now they finally found the freedom to explore that what I saw at home was not 100% my cup of tea. Let me explore and see what I can make out of myself. And then when they finally come to the realization that my culture has great positive morals and values, when they finally mature and step out in the world, they realize what they had, and then they start coming back to us. So I do want to step in here where, instead of the children, I want to focus a little bit on the parents, that we do need to understand all of these things. And when we do, and we communicate with our children, just like how we were talking about judging, when we communicate and we try to understand our children, we will really understand where they're coming from. And you never know, we might be the ones encouraging them in their world just because we want them to progress and get ahead. And when we do that, trust me, we start blending into the American culture a lot better, because the stage comes when the children help us grow in this environment.
Thank you, Chief. Anybody else has a question?
Preeti, it's a pleasure to know that you work for media, and I think I can relate myself to you. I work in the glamour and fashion industry. Sometimes I get into events where the glamour industry is, of course, very different from our normal day-to-day life, and I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. It's very hard to be immune to a lot of things around you because you're a part of them. How do you manage to balance yourself, or how can one balance himself or herself being in the world of full of fancies, but you still maintain your spirituality?
I'm just going to give you two examples. For the past couple decades, I got a lot of opportunities where I would be given a project to interview maybe a film star or somebody who might be high profile. I have always made it known that by now the people I work with know. So instead of me having to follow their rules, not that I established it that way, it has automatically become an environment that they follow our rules. They know that if we were to give this project to her, she will only do it this way. Or they will say, this project, she will not accept it. She'll find somebody else for doing this. So what is not morally right for me? There's nothing above morals and values. There's nothing above the teachings of our Sadhguru. So if it's not something that we want to do, it's not even worth it. I was sharing a story last night with someone. which with Mampush that I'll share again. I'm not going to name the actor, but I was told to interview this one actor who came to South Florida, and my husband happened to be in India at that time. So I went to interview the person, and the local promoter, he introduced me, and he said, "Evi sadi Punjabi kudi hai hai." So the actor says, "Okay, to makki ki roti aur saag kal inke ghar pe ho jaye." So I, for a second, I'm wondering how to cook makki ki roti and saag, but that was a second problem. But while I'm driving back home, I'm planning the next day's dinner when he's going to come home. And all of a sudden, the thought comes to my mind, my husband's not here. There's a group of people coming into my home, so I want an environment which is morally and ethically correct. So I called some of our relatives to make sure that they are there in an environment where I can create, like, not just a Bollywood environment, but a home and relative environment so that it feels more ethical. Then I called the local promoter and I said, "You are most welcome to come, but my morals and values, we don't serve alcohol." And this is one thing that all of our youngsters deal with. And they were upset. "This is such a big actor and you can't even serve alcohol, then what's the big deal?" So there's nothing above our morals and values. There's nothing above what our Sadhguru teaches. Yeah, he might be a great actor. He might be somebody high profile. But nothing is above what we've been taught. So of course the actor was, when he found out, he was very upset. And we were supposed to do two different segments. One was supposed to be the main interview. The second one was supposed to be a promotional segment where they say, "Hi, I'm so-and-so and you're watching this." And they do a couple of sound bites, which are like commercial and advertisements. So when he called and he said, "Are you serious?" And I said, "Yes." He says, "Well, that kills everything." I said, "I'm really sorry. This is how it's going to have to be." When he saw that I gave up so easily, because in their environment, they are so used to people going to any extreme just to get interviews, he couldn't accept, he couldn't believe that I gave up so easily. I said, "That's fine." I said, "Okay, I'll do you a favor, I'll just do the second segment, that I'll do the sound bite where it says, 'I am so-and-so.'" Or like just a couple of lines, we would have to set up the crew again, it's not even worth it, that's okay. He couldn't grasp, because they are not used to being treated that way. But I had no other option, because nothing can be more important than what our Sadhguru is teaching us. Of course, the local promoter did not like it, and of course, there was a little chat in the community that this is what had happened, because news like this does spread very fast. Just a couple months passed by, there was an event in the community, and I was there, and I, at the back of my mind, had a feeling that today I have to be prepared for a lot of talk, because people are going to question me. But I was surprised that everybody met me very nicely. Everybody was very respectful. And when the event started, I was surprised by getting an award for being a community member who was working towards community betterment. And then when they introduced me, they mentioned that this was somebody, they said, of character who puts morals and values and ethics first. So I really had to thank Babaji. And I realized, it gave me confidence that even though we are in a spiritual world and we are in a very materialistic world, if we put spiritualism first, materialism follows.
Thank you, Preeti. Preeti has one question.
Anagati. Mera question hai ji ki mera parivar hai. Mera mata ji hai, jede parivar hai, unkar hai. ਉਹਨੇ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਗਿਆਨ ਸਿੱਖਿਆ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਭੇਜਿਆ 5 ਸਾਲ ਤਾਂ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਰੱਬ ਕਿਆ ਹੈ ਸਾਰਾ ਕੁਛ ਪਰ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਡੈਡੀ ਦਾ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਹੈ ਡੈਡੀ ਜੀ ਦਾ ਉਹ ਹਿੰਦੂ ਹੈ ਪੂਰੇ ਹਿੰਦੂ ਹੈ ਜਿੱਦਾਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਧਰਮਾਂ 'ਚ ਪ੍ਰਭ 'ਚ ਫਸੇ ਹੋਏ ਹੁਣ ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ ਸਮਝਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਜੋ ਇਹ ਕਰਿਆ ਕਰਦੇ ਇਹ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਫੋਟੋ ਨੂੰ ਪੂਜਾ ਕਰਿਆ ਕਰਦੇ ਇਹ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ ਗਲਤ ਹੈ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਦੁੱਖ ਨਾ ਇੱਦਾਂ ਦੇ ਮੁਲ ਜਿੱਦਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਕਹਿਣਾ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਨਿਆਣਾ ਹੈ ਜੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਇਹ ਇੰਡੀਅਨ ਕਲਚਰ 'ਚ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਜਦ ਬੜੇ ਬੋਲਦੇ ਨਿਆਣੇ ਜਵਾਬ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੇ ਸਕਦੇ ਖਰਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਚਾਹੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਹੀ ਵੀ ਹੋਣ ਜਾਂ ਗਲਤ ਵੀ ਹੋਣੇ ਤਾਂ ਜਵਾਬ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੇ ਸਕਦੇ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ ਸਮਝਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ ਕਹਿ ਸਕਦਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਕਿਆ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜੇ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਦਿਖਾਉਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਤਾਂ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ ਦਿਖਾਵਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਦੁੱਖ ਤੱਕ ਇੱਦਾਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ
ਯੂ ਨੋ ਅਸੀਂ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਆਪਣਾ ਫਰਜ਼ ਪੂਰਾ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਕਾਲ ਆਊਟ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਮਾਰਨੀ ਹੈ ਕੌਣ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਤਰ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਗਾਰ ਦਾ ਕੰਮ ਹੈ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਆਵਰ ਪਾਰਟ ਬਟ ਐਵਰੀਬਡੀ ਕਮਸ ਵਿਦ ਅ ਡੈਸਟੀਨੀ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਡਿਵੋਟੀਜ਼ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਸਪਰੈਡ ਬਾਬਾ ਜੀ'ਸ ਮੈਸੇਜ ਕੌਣ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਗ੍ਰੈਸਪ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਕੌਣ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਲੈ ਰਿਹਾ ਉੱਥੇ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟਸ ਵੇਅਰ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਨੋਟ ਪਲੇ ਨੋ ਗੋਡ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਗੁੱਡ ਸਿੱਖਸ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਇੰਪਰੂਵ ਆਵਰ ਸੈਲਵਸ ਐਂਡ ਲੈਟ ਦੀ ਅਦਰਸ ਵਾਚ ਆਵਰ ਐਕਸ਼ਨਸ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦ ਬੈਸਟ ਵੇ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਸਪਰੈਡ ਬਾਬਾ ਜੀ'ਸ ਮੈਸੇਜ ਇਜ਼ ਬਾਏ ਅਦਰ ਪੀਪਲ ਸੀਇੰਗ ਵਟ ਆਰ ਦੇ ਡੂਇੰਗ that makes them stand out spiritually, morally, or ethically. And if these things bother us, if we have the chah, ki aisa kyun nahi ho raha, ki unhein samajh kyun nahi lag rahi hai, then we are attached to the relationships. If we are thinking, mere father ne, mere behan bhra ne, spouses ne, parents ne, ek kyun nahi aisa se lag rahe, ਉੱਥੇ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਰਿਮਾਇੰਡ ਆਰ ਸੈਲਵਸ ਨੋਟ ਮਾਈ ਪੇਰੈਂਟਸ ਨਿਰੰਕਾਰ ਨੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਇੱਕ ਇਨਵਾਇਰਮੈਂਟ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੇ ਪੇਰੈਂਟਸ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਮਾਈ ਸੋਲ ਨੀਡਿਡ ਅ ਬਾਡੀ ਟੂ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਸੋ ਆਈ ਕੁੱਡ ਗੈਟ ਗਿਆਨ ਨਿਰੰਕਾਰ ਯੂਜ ਦੀਸ ਟੂ ਸੋਲਸ ਟੂ ਬ੍ਰਿੰਗ ਮੀ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਵਟ ਐਵਰ ਇਜ਼ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਮਾਈ ਪਾਵਰ ਟੂ ਸਪਰੈਡ ਦ ਮੈਸੇਜ ਮੇਕ ਦੈਮ ਅਵੇਅਰ and then in a subtle way show them by our actions but then let go because then God knows exactly who goes how far on what path jinan itarnai you will realize that out of the blue they find environments that they will get you know a mahol or something happens such ki this happens and I'm gyan milta hai this happens gyan samjhi lag jandi hai othe sangars role that we have no role to play there. Así pues, apna farz nibhana.
Satsang, we only have 10 minutes left, so please be mindful of the time also. And if anybody has more questions, yes. Balsangat kids, okay. I'll go to.
So, when we have friends to, like, they come on Sunday saying, oh, they won't come over, saying, what do we say? We have to go to Sangha, but we have to say it in the English version so they understand, so we don't get, like, embarrassed or something.
Very good.
I have one more thing about this Sunday thing. As I said in the beginning, this was a question which came over. We, like he said, on Sunday, there's a Sangha, we have to come to the Sangha. One question came, including his question, was, We you know, New York City is open 24/7. You can work all time. And few of our youngsters, they go to school in the weekdays, and on weekend they drive to make money, some extra, like a limousine or something. And sometime they drive over Saturday night, or they think if we work on Sunday, we can make some extra money. How can his question and that Sunday thing for going to satsang and leaving your money aside, how can we play that role? It's a two question. This question is important.
Well, Sangat is congregation. We can always explain to our friends that we go to congregation. If somebody can relate best that, you know, just like we go to church, we go to congregation. By all means, we can tell them what we call it is satsang. What you call a congregation, we call it satsang. We can definitely explain it to them what it is. I mean, if your friends have to go to church, I'm sure they're not embarrassed when they say, I'm going to church. So it is a matter of confidence in ourselves. How much do we really value this platform? The more confidence we have when we talk to our friends, it reflects. when they see confidence in you, you might just make them follow you. When you say something without confidence, you show it. Your friends see it. So confidence reflects when you really believe in something, they will get the impression he's got something good and he's so proud of it. So we really need to walk around with that faith that I've got something. The second part was Sangat is always a priority. Of course, we all are bound. Sometimes we have work hours. Sometimes we have obligations. When we are bound, and you know, there's really nothing we can do about it, that's what it is. I mean, sometimes we can't get off from work, and it might be Sangat time. But if we are doing something, I'd rather do homework, or I'd rather do laundry, Nirgar is watching. What I like to believe is that Sangat, suppose it's at 3 o'clock, that is an appointment we have with Babaji. Every Sunday at 3 o'clock, we have an appointment with Babaji. When we decide to give priority to other things, then it's more like Babaji was in Sangat, Babaji was waiting for us, and we just decided not to show up. When we have a genuine problem, like a genuine reason, that it's work, or I have a commitment, or something came up which really needs to be addressed, so I can't make it, then we can always talk to Babaji right here. Babaji, can I reschedule? Because it's a genuine reason. But if it is not a genuine reason, Babaji knows.
Any other questions on the answer? Any answer?
I have a question. Why can't little kids get gyan?
Even little kids can get gyan. Everyone can get gyan. But normally what parents usually do is, how much attention are you paying in Sangat? Are you really understanding the Sangat? Your parents might tell you that, you know, you will be ready for gyan when you're really understanding the concept of spirituality. When your parents see that you're ready, you can get gyan. So it's not like kids can't get gyan. Your parents want you to focus more, not to miss Sangat. Pay attention to what is being said in Sangat. So when that really happens, they will tell you it's time for you to get gyan.
Why should we not be stuck to the materialistic world?
Because we all get a round-trip ticket, right? So eventually when we leave, what will you take along? Will you take your dolls, your toys, your clothes? Will that go along with you? You're going to leave it behind. So we might as well focus on something that we're going to take, which is gyan.
At Sangat, we pray for God and have a lot of things, and we can come up in the stage.
Yes, I will tell you what Sangat teaches you, right? When I was interviewed for TV Asia, they asked me how much experience in public speaking do you have, because I was in radio and I was in other television and I was emceeing a lot of events. So they asked me, how much experience do you have, or what is your background in public speaking? And I said, I have 30-some years. This was a few years ago, so I said, I've 30-some years of experience in public speaking. So they kind of were surprised. I said, how come you have so much experience? Explain. So from childhood, I've been going up in my congregation, speaking in front of an audience. So literally every Sunday of my month, I have done public speaking. So that's what you get to do here.
Any other questions?
जब हमारे फ्रेंड्स पूछते हैं कि आपका रिलीजन क्या है, किनको प्रे करते हैं, तुमको कैसे आंसर करना चाहिए?
जो आपका बैकग्राउंड है इट कुड बी हिंदुइज्म इट कुड बी सिखिज्म जो आपका एक्चुअल बैकग्राउंड है बाय ऑल मींस यू कैन ऑलवेज टेल देम आई एम अ हिंदू बट आई प्रैक्टिस हिंदुइज्म द निरंकारी वे और आई एम अ सिख बट आई प्रैक्टिस सिखिज्म द निरंकारी वे यू कैन ऑलवेज लेट देम नो व्हाट द आइडियोलॉजी ऑफ आवर मिशन इज व्हिच इज दैट देयर इज वन गॉड All of us have that same one God, and that it is a matter of getting to know that God. So we can still practice our religion, but we practice it with awareness.
Any other quick question? We have a couple of more minutes, and friend Mahapurusha say, "Kali, Kundan ji, aage aao."
Tanika ji. आई हैड अ सेम क्वेश्चन जो इन्होंने अभी पूछा था कि मुझसे भी जैसे जोगिंदर भैया ने टू वीक्स अगो एक बात बोली थी कि हम रेवोल्यूशन लेके आते हैं कि एक महापुरुष मिशन को प्रमोट करता है तो मैं इस चीज को क्या नाम दूं मिशन दूं या धर्म दूं जो निरंकारी वैसे तो हम मिशन कहते हैं बट मैं किसी को भी प्रमोट करता हूँ आई हैड अराउंड लाइक 5-6 माई फ्रेंड्स तो वो सीधा जवाब देते हैं कि मैं अपना धर्म परिवर्तन नहीं कर सकता सो व्हाट आई सपोज टू से देम
द निरंकारी मिशन इज रियली नॉट अ रिलीजन इट्स अ फेथ हाउ विल आई लाइक टू एक्सप्लेन इट इज आई ऑलवेज से द निरंकारी मिशन इज अ स्पिरिचुअल रेवोल्यूशन व्हाट बाबा जी इज सेइंग इज दैट द मिशन आइडियोलॉजी इट इज हेल्पिंग अ हिंदू बिकम अ बेटर हिंदू हेल्पिंग अ मुस्लिम बिकम अ बेटर मुस्लिम It is really the ideology. So, no, the Santa Nirankari Mission is not a religion. But when we explain to our friends, it is not a conversion. Because we don't tell them that you stop reading the Gita now, you have to read Avtar Bani. We tell them, Gyan lo, ab aap Gita ko padh ke dekho, aur isko milao.
I tried with same thing. Maine unko aaj hi, mere ek friend hai, unhone baptism liya Sikh religion se. तो मैंने उनको बोला वो बोल रहे हैं कि तेरा गेटअप बहुत चेंज हो गया है एंड यू टॉक वेरी डिफरेंट वे तो क्या करता है मैंने उनको बोला मैं निरंकारी मिशन के साथ जुड़ा हूँ और मैं वहाँ संगत में जा रहा हूँ सो विल यू भी उन्होंने कहा ना मैं धर्म नहीं चेंज करना तो आई वॉज रियली कन्फ्यूज कि मैं क्या बोलूँ और मेरे पास कोई जवाब नहीं था मैंने उनको ट्राई भी किया तो मैंने कहा आप अपने चीज़ के साथ स्टे रहो हम सिखाते हैं कि उसको किस तरीके से करना है सो आई डोंट नो कि मेरा तरीका गलत है या मुझे समझाने नहीं आ रहा और लास्ट टाइम मैं अपना एक फ्रेंड लेके आया था अकॉर्डिंग टू अ बिजनेस लैंग्वेज हम यहाँ पे प्रेजेंटेशन दे रहे हैं तो जो मुझे ऐसा लगा कि कहीं ना कहीं हम फॉलोअप में कमी कर देते हैं कि उनसे जाके मिलते नहीं है पूछते नहीं है क्वेश्चंस तो ऑटोमेटिकली पीछे हो जाते हैं
क्योंकि हम कई बार फॉलोअप करने में कमी कर देते हैं बिकॉज वी डोंट नो व्हाट इज द लेवल ऑफ एक्सेप्टेंस एट द अदर एंड क्या हम उनको पुश कर रहे हैं क्या उनको वाकया ही जिज्ञासा है प्यास है भूख है सो आई थिंक इंस्टेड ऑफ पुशिंग और इम्पोजिंग और प्रेशराइजिंग द स्टेप बिफोर दैट इज गेटिंग टू नो द पर्सन क्या आप में भूख है क्या आप में जिज्ञासा है सम पीपल विल नॉट बी ओपन टू इट नो मैटर हाउ मच वी प्रेजेंट द आइडिया But the fact always remains that you have to ask them quite one question. What do you have to lose? Are you paying something? Are we requiring something of you? What do you really have to lose? Nothing.
Probably they're going to add something.
They will go back, even though they might not realize it, they might not acknowledge it, but they go back a much better person than they came in for that one particular session. Someday when they look back subconsciously, it is playing a role. Because jis pe ek baar Satguru ki mehar ho gai, there is that factor playing a role constantly. They might not realize it. So by all means, we can encourage them. But it is a matter of, jiska time aa gaya, darne ka. Circumstances unko khinchenge. They will feel drawn. Jahan par humko educate karne ka matter hai, We do need to clarify that this is not a conversion. This is something, it's a spiritual class.
Okay. So what I supposed to say is a spiritual class is not a...
You can say we are taught morals from a spiritual standpoint. Right. Where we focus on one God. You can always give the definition of the Sandana Gaya mission as, you know, our, I can say, the one sentence that describes the Sandana Gaya mission is that there is only one religion in the world, and that is humanity.
एक सवाल और है क्या, सॉरी मैं ज्यादा टाइम ले रहा हूँ. एक्चुअली हम कहते हैं कि सब में निरंकार है, राइट? तो आई हर्ड सो मेनी टाइम द वन वर्ड लाइक ये निरंकारी है, ये नॉन निरंकारी है, ऐसा क्यों?
एक बार सनी जी को,
नाउ ही वांट हिज माइक बैक.
एक बार सनी जी को दासी ने किसी के साथ इंट्रोड्यूस करवाया, तो दासी को ऐसे लगा कि हैव टू क्लैरिफाई कि ये निरंकारी बैकग्राउंड में से नहीं है. तो दासी ने ऐसे कह दिया कि सनी जी दिस इज सो एंड सो बट ही इज नॉट महापुरुष. सो मेरा कहने का भाव ये था कि ये इस माहौल में से नहीं है. तो सनी जी कहते हैं महापुरुष तो हैं. नो, मैंने बोला ये निरंकारी नहीं. तो सनी जी ने कहा निरंकारी तो हैं, जो भी निरंकार में से आया है वो निरंकारी है.
सब निरंकारी.
जब हम कह देते हैं सतगुरु आंदा दुनिया होते सारे ही संसार ले, he loves the person in the next door building just as much as he loves us.
And you are सारों के लिए आए हैं.
So हम जब अपनी ही हमारी ही कमियां हैं हम आइडेंटिफाई ऐसे कर देते हैं. व्हाट वी आर रियली ट्राइंग टू से इज ही इज फ्रॉम दिस एनवायरनमेंट बट दैट इज द बेस्ट वे वी रिलेट टू इट, इसलिए हम उस भाव से कह देते हैं. ऑलराइट,
थैंक यू. दैट्स ऑल. थैंक यू.
लास्ट क्वेश्चन विदित जी की तरफ से.
डज एवरीबॉडी हैव टू हैव अ रिलीजन?
एवरीबॉडी हैज टू हैव अवेयरनेस ऑफ गॉड. एंड what is above religion is spirituality. Me personally, I feel religion is, you know, when we get too orthodox and we get fanatic with rituals, we give it the shape and form of a religion. But what really is a religion, it's a platform that takes us to God. But we've been given a platform that we call spirituality. That takes us to God. So everybody does not have to have a religion, but everyone does have to have spirituality.
One question on behalf of parents, organizers, that we see that you come from Chandigarh Bal Sangat, and we can all see, and we see Vivek Shokji. What should we do as parents, as organizers, that we can bring, we can give to this world more Vivek Shokjis and more saints like came from Bal Sangat, from Chandigarh?
You know, just like children go to school and they are given education for the materialistic world, they are prepared to make a career, make a future in the materialistic world. The same way Bal Sangat is a spiritual school where we are preparing our kids for the spiritual world. So it is actually much more important than school. Because like what we just talked, that you know what we learned in school, the education we get from school is going to stay right here. What we are taking is what we learned from Sangat or what we learned from Bal Sangat. To create that balanced platform in Bal Sangat, along with spiritual education, I think extracurricular activities are really important. What we had learned in Bal Sangat in Chandigarh was there used to be Avtar Bani and Dakshari. There used to be skits. And I think Chandigarh really was booming with all the kids bringing in all these activities. It really created a balanced state. If sometimes children feel it's Sunday, and a lot of kids are, do I have to go to Sangat? Who all do that?
Confession.
So, you want to create an environment where the children are looking forward to Sangat because they get to do the skits and they get to do the projects and they get to do, you know, the models for the exhibition. It really needs to be a part of the Sangat. We need to create both spiritual, the studies, and the fun as a balance. The Avtar Bani Dakshri in Chandigarh, the skits, the little dramas, and then there would be little sessions with the children, and Vivek Shorji really enhanced it. He created a very fun environment for Bal Sangat. So I think that factor is really important. Children should, the environment that the organizers can create is that the children are looking forward to it. Why are children looking forward to going out and playing with their friends? They find fun in it. Why are they finding it fun to go to, you know, certain, say, the carnivals or, you know, this particular environment? The Sangat children as a group can go on, you know, trips, local trips. There's a carnival, let's go. It does need to be a small family for the kids of their own.
One last question, which has been asked a few times. We all know NIS is coming, NIS 2 is coming. How can we as group of youth or children or as a branch together, knowing that, you know, duties are going to come, but at the same time prepare better? Is there something we can do to get ourselves ready for that as well? Multiple people ask this question, so I just wanted to do it justice as well.
There are so many opportunities coming up with the NIS, and the meetings and the conference calls for the NIS are like starting out about now. So all of these things will come forward. I think it would be a great idea to, as a branch, to present your thoughts that this is what we'd like to do, and then see what the availability is, because it is really the entire world getting together. It is the samagam, you know, of the era, because it's going to be the biggest the mission has had so far. So what really is the availability? Like, you know, if the kids prepare something, how much time does the samagam really have? I think that's a very administrative question. There can be a lot that can be done, but at the same time, we don't want to start doing it, you know, if we don't know what is the magnitude and how much time we have.
Thank you, Preeti ji. Thank you so much for coming. And one round of applause for Sister Preeti Sahi ji. So do we think it's enough, or it will never be enough? Trust me, if we sit here 24/7, it will never be enough, right? So, but samay ki apni ek seema hai. We have to wrap it up today. Thank you very much once again. Or we will have more and more sessions coming, you know, in the near future. So, जय घोष में आप सभी साथ दें और अगले संडे को हम फिर से यहीं पर मिलेंगे. फ्राइडे के संडे जैसे दास ने पहले भी विनती की थी स्टैनफोर्ड कनेटिकट में 8:30 से 10 बजे तक दास के घर. सद्गुरु बाबा हरदेव सिंह जी महाराज की जय. सत्संग जी प्यार से कहना धन्यवाद. सत्संगत और भी जो अनआंसर्ड क्वेश्चंस हैं वो आपको ईमेल द्वारा भी पहुंच सकते हैं, और ऐसे सेशन हम लोकली भी यहाँ पर करेंगे. आप ये आशीर्वाद लोग ऐसे सेशन द्वारा आगे
बढ़ जाएंगे. सत्संगत सेवा दल के महात्मा आगे आगे ताकि हम जल्दी से सारा सामान जो है वह कर सकें.